here's a story from The World.
Protesters in Turkey today shouting, "The world will turn upside down if women don't have freedom." Some of the freedom is being stripped away. Today, Turkey formally ended its participation in a European treaty to prevent violence against women. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's conservative government is defending the decision. It claims that the document's protections for LGBT people go against Turkish family values. Duri Buscaran reports from Istanbul.
To feminist journalist Burcu Karakoş, leaving the Istanbul Convention is about control.
The convention is something that empowers women. When women feel much more powerful, they find the courage in themselves so they can just divorce their husbands.
Protections in the Istanbul Convention, Karakoş says, have helped Turkish women leave abusive relationships, file for divorce, and this has led to a backlash in the conservative government.
The government sees the family union as something sacred and it should be protected from all dangers.
Women's rights activists in Turkey say the country is rife with intimate partner violence that goes unpunished. They've documented 189 killings of women since the beginning of the year, many of them by boyfriends, former partners, or family members. The Istanbul Convention was originally opened for signature in Istanbul. That's where it got its name. But Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's conservative government announced this spring that it would withdraw from the convention on July 1st. A lawsuit saying the decision to withdraw should have gone through Turkey's parliament was rejected in court.
Buna yönelik şiddetle mücadele 4. Ulusal Eylem Planı'nın
Earlier today, President Erdogan said his government would commit to a local plan to prevent violence against women, saying the main purpose would be changing society's perspective on violence by raising awareness.
Annemizin, eşimizin, kızımızın
The fight against violence against women is also the struggle to protect the rights, law, and honor of our mothers, wives, and daughters, each of whom is a part of our lives, he says. The Turkish government's rationale for exiting the Istanbul Convention, that it normalizes homosexuality, is part of what activists say is a growing effort on the part of the government to marginalize the LGBT community. Yıldız Tar of KaosJL, an Ankara-based rights platform, says government officials and loyalist media are repeating these messages.
61% of the articles and news were directly targeting LGBTI people, containing hate speech, and there were discriminatory language.
Even the head of Turkey's Directorate of Religious Affairs claimed in a Ramadan sermon that homosexuality was to blame for the COVID pandemic. And in some cases, these words translate to very real violence. Tar says hate crimes against the LGBT community are up in Turkey.
Most of the hate crimes were happening in the public places. There were eyewitnesses. Half of them remained silent. A quarter of them joined the attackers.
To Tar, the fact that these attacks happen in public shows a greater impunity on the part of the perpetrators. In June, pride events were banned by local authorities, but 22-year-old Lizge Biter had tried to attend a small march in a liberal neighborhood. The group was tear-gassed and 25 people were arrested. Afterwards, she sat down on some steps in a park with her friends in defeat.
The government is actually began to attack more than usual.
As recently as 2014, tens of thousands of people attended a pride march down Istanbul's largest pedestrian thoroughfare, the largest in the Muslim world. Today, that feels like a distant reality.
Actually, it was always unsafe, but in today's, it's become more seeable, I think.
Today, she says, things are clear. Women and the LGBT community have a long way to go before they feel safe in Turkey. For The World, I'm Duri Buscaran, Istanbul.
From PRX.